Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy Father's Day or for a blessed Father's Day. You know, thank you. I want to put two verses. I want to call and title my message, Our Father, My Father. Say with me, Our Father, My Father. I want you to read with me two verses. It is, that will be on the screen, Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6. And Luke chapter 1, verse 3 to 17. I want you to verbalize this verses, okay? Key verses that I want to have. Okay, can we all read with me? 1, 2, 3. Behold, I will send you. Can you read again? Can you verbalize once again? Behold, I will send to you Elijah. He will turn the hearts of the fathers. Amen. Turn with me to Luke chapter 1, verse 13 to 17. Forgive me, I had a cataract operation, so I can't read properly for the time being, just for a while. Okay, 1, 2, 3. And he will. Amen. I want to read the scriptures so that I can have a free flow. Turn with me to John chapter 20, verse 17. John chapter 20, verse 17. This is a resurrection day. Mary Magdalene was at the tomb. And this is what it says, verse 17. Okay. 1, 2, 3. There is an outpouring that is falling right now. These are last days. It is promised and is declared. An outpouring is now. And it's going to be evident in many ways. Soul winning, harvest. Many events will be taking. Many people will come to know the Lord. That is for sure. But this outpouring of the Holy Spirit that is coming is to pour upon every man and women and leaders particularly. And today on Father's Day, it's going to come upon you and me, especially fathers, especially leaders. This anointing or this outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to come into a place where your life will never be the same. It is not just for an experience. It is not just for just to know the Word of God. It is an experience or dimension of the Holy Spirit that is going to go 24/7 into your cause of your life. It's going to invade into your life. There's so much so that the Word of God and the Spirit of God will become the grinding factor, the standing factor, that this outpouring will change your life, will give you a dimension of a character, an iron in your soul, that in the time of difficulty you can still try so strong. In the time of temptation, you can still be strong. In the time when everything goes wrong, you can say, I trust in my God. I've been looking at the scriptures for the past 1 month and say, Lord, what are you saying in this outpouring? The anointing or the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to bring men and women strong in character, not only in the services by 24/7. You look at, it's going to invade. You know, the Apostle Paul, when he had a Damascus experience, you all know about him, he came from a Jewish background. Everything, he was very perfect in this Jewish faith. But when the moment he had a direct invasion of the Holy Spirit of God and was saved, he was blinded. Then God began to lead him to a place in Damascus. And a man called Ananias, this man was ready at any time and said, Ananias, go to this place. There's a man who's called Paul. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to lay hands and that you'll be healed. You know, this encounter that came upon him changed the entire Paul. Paul, from that day, he knew that there is an invasion into his life, an outpouring that he said, I will live or die, it's God. And so Paul had a vision or a dimension of the fatherhood of God. So this outpouring is what I call the outpouring of the fatherhood of God. Knowing God as Father. Say, He is my Father. Our Father, my Father. We know God. You know, today in our foundation, we'll be talking about God. We'll be talking about the dimensions of God, the attributes of God. And many of us know in the head who God is. We know God is Creator God. We know God as all-powerful. We know. All-knowing. He's everywhere. He's all-powerful. Nothing is out of His... There is no power above His power. We know. He knows. God is holy. God in the Spirit is a Spirit. And He is a person whom you can know God. But the greatest outpouring right now is knowing God as our loving Father. Say with me, knowing God as our loving Father. Okay, the verse that I want to claim is 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Read with me. 1 John, first letter of John chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love of the Father that has lavished upon us that we should be called children of God, and that which we are. God is revealing to us that He is Father, not a God who is powerful, but as a relationship Father. No, knowing God as Father is different. Jesus introduced the fatherhood of God. Pray, when you pray, pray to the Father who is in heaven. When you want to have your prayer item, when you want to have a closer time or a secret place, you go to a place and say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God want to be your Father. God's Father. Not anybody's Father. My Father. My Father. There is a dimension that God is invading into your life. It's going to invade into your life so much so that the unshakable truth of the Word of God and the principles of God will be that you'll be guided. Every person will be tempted, tried. You come into circumstances, situation, places where you can't experience. You can say, "I trust in the sovereignty of God." Look at the life. You know, it's not only in the New Testament. Also, God began the outpouring of this revelation of the Father God. Even in the Old Testament, look at the life of Joseph. Joseph in the Bible, a man who went through life, had a vision, 13 years of suffering, accused of immorality, and he was put into prison, but he never gave up. He said, whatever it is, I trust in the Lord. You'll be tempted, you'll be tried, You will be put into circumstances. But knowing God is a Father, we say, I will trust my God. You know, when things go wrong in your life or didn't go your way, you say, I can trust in God. I know of a great pastor who told this testimony that in his life he wanted to become a pilot. So he worked all his way to become a pilot. Finally, he got into the pilot school, into a military pilot school. This is in India. And he was so ready and so proud to become. He went through all the interviews that is needed, the exams and the qualification that he needed, everything there. And so he said, I will become a pilot. So finally, there is a last interview that he has to go. And so the set of interviewers, the people who were there, began to assess his life, assess his character, assess his psychological standing, how he fares. And they look at him and look at his results. And the leader finally said this, or the chairman finally said, son, you pass everything, but we have to fail you. Because being a pilot is to kill, and you're not psychologically prepared to kill in the war. You fail your exam. He came out distorted, Christian, filled with the Holy Spirit, and he said, Lord, what shall we do? Or what am I to do? And then he thought, God, you're sovereign. Whatever happened, I trust in you. You know, that rejection brought him to the call of God. Today he's a very strong pastor, influential pastor. And he said this, in a time when things don't go your way, you can trust God, your Father will see you through. Say with me, sovereignty of God. Some of us may go through difficulties, difficult situations with children, with circumstances, even life. Sovereignty of God is needed because your Father cares. You know, there's a verse that we used to preach, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. It says this, cast all your cares unto him, for he cares for you. It's easy to speak when everything is smooth, but easy to speak and sing the song, but when it comes to life, when things go problem, when you have problems, cast all your care. When things come in, I remember in 1975, August, May 7th, the day when I heard my father pass away. I had great ambition, wanted to do many things. I went to the hospital, he passed away. And I was, in a way, distorted. I didn't know what to do, but I heard a voice saying, from now on, I will be your father. You know, at the burial, when we put and we lay the coffin to the ground, I turned around and said, God, I know my father, but you are my father. You know, that directed my steps to serve the Lord. From there, I left my father. I was very attached to him. But now he said, God, because my father, all my steps went into NI. That's how I came into Bible school. And that's how I began to serve the Lord. It was a decisive moment. If that did not happen, I think I do not know where I will be. I will not be here. When things don't go your way, crisis have come, remember, God is your Father. Say with me, God is my Father. He will never leave me or forsake me. The grace of the fatherhood of God anointing is to strengthen you to walk this life till eternity. This is the grace that is coming in. Every situation, you cannot put it on situation, you cannot put it on circumstances, you cannot rely on people, you got to rely on God alone. When your time of eternity or the time when you have to leave, this is the preparation, this is what you need today. All of us will meet death at one point or another, sooner or later. Today, the fatherhood of God's anointing is coming to prepare you into an unshakable faith that regardless what happened, you are prepared for any circumstances. Amen. Amen. I know some of you are going through difficulties. Things didn't go wrong. I want to say the Father loves you and the Father cares for you. This is the fatherhood of God. The anointing that is God is putting is a strength. Joseph in the Bible, my favorite character. You know, in time of difficulty, in time of temptation, how can I sin against God? He knew God. Unshakable. Trials in prison. He could have blamed the baker for not, or the baker for the cupbearer for not informing him. 2 years. He could be bitter, but he said, I trust in God. Paul says this, whatever it is, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I trust. It is Him that I trust. You know, when you have, I do not know how to express this, when you have this fatherhood of God in your spirit 24/7, not the exterior, but inside, when you have this, you can say, live or die, I'll live for God. Whether to live for God, living on earth, or whether in eternity, I live for God. That is the message that the Lord is speaking to us. Trust the Lord. We become God's Father. God become our Father, according to Scripture tells us this, that one, the Scripture said, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is one. The moment when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as you receive Him, you become children of God, you become, God becomes your Father. Hello? God becomes your Father. When on these two verses that you can capture, that I can trust God. There is a nudging in the Holy Spirit, in my spirit, that God wants you to settle doubts, fears, confusion by making God a Father. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as He received them, He gave them authority or right to become children of God. You and I are children of God. We have a Father God. Say with me, Father God. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Say with me, I'm a child of God. You are my Father. You are my Father. God wants me. The great love of God is upon us. We are created by God. We are owned by God. And we are also called to worship God. Fatherhood of God. Fatherhood of God. This outpouring, don't miss the outpouring. I pray, Father, that each one of us will align our spirit, our soul, our body in alignment to the outpouring of the fatherhood of God that is your outpouring this morning. I pray that each of us will be so aligned that whatever we go through, we'll be strong. We will never compromise. We will never compromise. We'll never compromise in the time of temptation. We'll never compromise in the time of difficulty, in the time of trials, in the time of adverse situation, a time of contradiction. We will never compromise because you are our Father. Amen. 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 You know, well, I want to turn to our Father in heaven. Okay. The verse that our Father, as the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, is John chapter 5, verse 17. And then as Father of those who believe in the Lord, John chapter 1, verse 12. That is, I've given you. With this, I want to ask the Holy Spirit to invade into your life in such a way that all doubts, every ground that is weak, every fears, anxiety, by the way, fears, anxiety, and panic are judgment of God. God says judgment. This will be every demonic forces, everything that is unsettling us, that you never had a strong foundation, that my faith is built on nothing else than the blood of Jesus. and his righteousness. God is putting in. I pray that this is the, in this outpouring, that the invasion of the Holy Spirit will come into your life, that nothing will shake us. In this outpouring also, it's the coming of the Lord. When things go wrong, when things go difficult, when the shaking comes, you say, I trust in my God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is my Father. My Father will see me through. Amen. My Father will see me through. I want to pray for, I want to read one in this Father's Day, Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. A familiar passage on this Father's Day, since God is our Father and He is invading. You know, from now on, there will be a dealing of God into your life. Not, I would say, take away all fantasies, plastics, things that are not truthful. Everything that is exterior is going to be taken off. It's going to reach the core of your life, your core of your life, that your faith is seated. And when people seated in God, in the Lord Jesus and His Word, and your salvation is so intact that when people see you, they know this is a man or this is a woman. That is something that I can trust. It appears in that way. A man who knows God will do great exploits for God. This is what the fatherhood anointing will do. The outpouring will do. It is going to be a process. It could be a timeless thing. Every stone in your life, or I would say every area of life, will be touched by the Lord. Everything that is loose will be affected, and God will tighten it. Your faith, your beliefs, your minds, your beliefs will be tested. Everything will be tested until you become real solid ground. And this time I want to pray that God will give you that grace to go through. It's internal, it's not external, it's internal, and God is going to deal with us until you say, yes, it is. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain, is as a result of the fatherhood of God. When you have the fatherhood of God, you will do your part in the will of God. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. This is what we call the Father's blessing, the priestly blessing. And I want you to receive, as I read this, receive this blessing, okay? The Lord bless you and keep you. I want to repeat again. The Lord bless you and keep you, and will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up your countenance upon you and give you peace. I want to repeat the prayer. I want you to sink it into your spirit. Let the Father's anointing to go through into your life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and give and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. There is an access to the fullness of what God, and there is an access for impartation that is going to come. This impartation will go, what we call, it takes time to go deeper into the Lord. Say, deeper into the Lord. It's time to go deep. Deep into what you believe, what you stand for, that your faith is grounded in the Word of God and in the Father. The first thing in this, the Lord, there is a blessing of the Lord, there is a keeping of the Lord, there's the face of the Lord will be upon you, will shine upon you, the Lord will be gracious to you, your life, your countenance, and will give you peace. This is a Father's blessing, and it is an outpouring that will affect your life. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What I prepared is, and what I'm saying is different, but I want to, I want to pray for everyone. He says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. God the Father cares for you. He'll care for you in time of your need. When God is our Father, He will care for you in time of your need. Number two, He cared for you in times of your sorrows. Number three, He cares for you in time of your storms. And number four, He cares for you in time of your eternal life, eternity, in time of your death, in time of your homegoing. God cares for you. Say with me, God cares for me. God cares for me. This is something that is driving. The anointing will bring into Christ so much so that you can never be shaken. God cares for you. I know of a friend of mine who a godly man. He has his wife. Both are preachers. One day the wife went to preach in a different town, and then they came from the different city, and he came back. And so the husband said, I will come and fetch you in the airport. When the moment they came, he went to the airport, he waited for his wife. The plane was landing, and as the plane, there was the plane seated, and there he saw ambulance were going everywhere. And he was wondering, so he just discarded and waited the passengers to come back. And a little while, there was a lady in a stretcher they brought in, and they came in. And the moment when he came out and he saw that the purse on that lady was her wife's purse, and they said that, and he went, and he said, well, who is this? He says, my wife. No, who is this? My wife. And he says, she was only 28 years old. On the way as the plane came, she had a massive heart attack and she died. And this is what happened. And so this man, who is also 20s, looked at his wife and he said, God cares for you. He heard this. And that situation in his life, he found the strength of God so long that he said, God has his will. He's still single, but he said, I trust God. You know, if such things that happen, a man who preaches the word, teaches the word, and says, widower, he said, but I trust God. This is his message. He trusts God. When calamity happens, you can trust God. I think I've made the message clear. I think the Holy Spirit is making it clear. In time of sorrow, in time of eternity, in time of care, in time and everything, don't trust anybody. Trust God. He cares for you. He is my peace. And He will care for you. Amen. 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 God bless you in this Father's Day. I want you to stand and sing this song. He is my peace, who has broken down every wall.